This coming week, Congress enters phase two of its showdown with President Bush over funding for the Iraq War. The president has promised to veto the funding measure Congress approved last week because it includes a timetable to begin withdrawing troops from Iraq this year. The House will try to override the veto, but is expected to fail. Lawmakers are already talking about what's next, and joining us now is NPR's Brian Naylor to tell us what he's been hearing. Brian, President Bush has said over and over again that he's going to veto anything with the timetable. So where does that leave the Democrats?
Well, Lynn, on one hand, they seem to be standing their ground. On Friday at a news conference, Majority Leader Harry Reid urged the president to sign the bill. Now, they know that that's not going to happen. But so they are at the same time looking for some kind of sign that the president is willing to compromise. At that news conference on Friday, Reid quoted White House spokeswoman Dana Perino.
The president's chief spokesperson, Dana Perino, yesterday said words, not a direct quote, but very close. The president is going to veto this bill, and then he looks forward to sitting down and talking to a bipartisan group of congressional leaders to craft a bill that he can sign. These are buzzwords for saying, at least as far as I'm concerned, the president's changed his tune.
Now, I think maybe that's a little bit of wishful thinking on Mr. Reid's part. It doesn't sound like the president has changed his tune all that much. And Democrats are kind of mulling their options at this point. There's a couple of ways they could go. They could send him a clean bill, which is what the president wants, a measure without any timetables or goals or benchmarks, basically just the money for the war. But Democratic sources say that that's the least likely scenario because of the many Democrats who want the war to end now, and they feel that they have public opinion behind them. At the other end of the spectrum, one aide told me that the Democrats could change two words in the bill, you know, make some cosmetic changes and send the bill right back to him. But I don't think either of those options are very likely.
Well, are there any other possibilities for compromise? Any more room for compromise anywhere?
Well, you know, up until this morning, one of the words you heard a lot on Capitol Hill was the word you heard a lot on Capitol Hill was benchmarks. Fund the war, but attach some strings. You know, call on the Iraqi government to make progress in uniting the sectarian groups, cracking down on the militias, that sort of thing. And this was an idea that had some Republican support among Republican members of Congress on the Hill. But all of that seems to have changed a little bit this morning. Because Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice spoke on one of the morning news shows and seemed to throw cold water on that idea.
The problem is that if you try and make consequences about these benchmarks, you're tying the hands of General Petraeus and the hands of Ambassador Crocker. We shouldn't tie our own hands in using the tools that we have to help the Iraqis along with national reconciliation.
That was Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice speaking on ABC's This Week. So where does that leave things, Brian?
Well, you know, the picture was the water was already kind of muddy. It certainly hasn't gotten any clearer. I think it gives more emphasis on the other option that Democrats have been talking about, and that's to send the president a bill that funds the war for just 60 days or so and make him come back again and ask for more money and continue this debate and hope the Democrats hope that there'll be even more public support on their side and they'll be able to get a bill that more suitable to them.
NPR's Brian Naylor. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Lynn.
Listening to NPR News.